Welcome to the 50 States Finish Line podcast, where we talk about running, road races, and all the ways that running enriches our lives. I'm your host, Pam, and I've completed half marathons in 31 states and have run 5 marathons. Thank you for tuning in. Let's get started. In today's episode, I am joined by an inspirational runner who ran her first marathon in Chicago before competing in New York City and Boston. When I did some online sleuthing about my guest, I learned she is a Navy veteran who actively supports an organization called Home Base. Some of the ways the organization supports veterans is it lets our vets know help is always there and it is okay to not be okay. These are such important messages to vocalize and share, particularly, I think, this time of year, with our shorter fall and winter days here in New England and with many major holidays on the horizon. My guest is doing so much good work in addition to her managing a very busy life, so I can't wait to get started and to hear her story. Welcome, Yuma. I am so delighted to host you and to hear about your running life. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself as a runner?
Yes, my name is Yuma Hydera. Thank you for that amazing introduction. I started running actually on accident. I've always hated running. I think I've always been forced to run in adjacent to whatever sport I was playing to like stay in shape. So when I'm a commercial truck driver. And when I started driving cross country, that's when I picked up running again because it was the only way I was guaranteed to be active every day. So I would pull over at a truck stop and go for my 1 or 2 mile run and then be able to go to the truck stop, shower, and keep driving. And from there, to keep my goals and like stay consistent after working a 14-hour day, I just started setting up for races for like 5Ks, 10Ks. So that like forced me to have to train even if I was tired.
Okay, pretty incredible to think about training after a 14-hour day or as part of your 14-hour day. So in terms of like strategizing around that, do you just keep running stuff with you at all times? Like, do you map that out in advance? No, like, are there certain places on your travels that you know, okay, this is a good place for me to stop and run? Like, how did you come up with that in terms of fitting that into your life?
I almost had to make it work. So it was either wake up early before your shift or do it at the end of the day. And for me, waking up early and doing it was the best because then it kept you awake for the rest of the day. Finding routes, I used to use Map My Run or see what other routes people in that area would do. And then I became like comfortable with where I could run. Or if I was at a vendor and I pulled in and I saw a lot of sidewalk, I'd be like, oh, I could run here. So yes, my schedule's super spontaneous, so there's not much pre-planning I can do. But once I know what I'm doing that day, I can usually figure out a nice spot to go for a run.
That is so great to hear. So would you say that you're running like every other day, or do you try to run every day? Because, right, working a I don't know, I just find, like, how do you fit that into what obviously are really, really long work days?
Right now, I'm about 3 days a week, and that's only because I'm not training for anything specifically. It's just to stay in shape. But when I am training, it is like 4 to 5 days a week, plus cross training, which I'm doing on my days off. So it's just I'm tired usually most of my training, and then I'm still trying to be as productive as I can be at work. So it's trying to find this healthy balance of like getting my training in, but then also taking care of myself.
You know, it sounds like all runners, right, wrestle with that. And I love how you have found a way to fit it into your life. And I want to get back to that. But first, I just want to ask, in terms of playing sports, tell us a little bit about your early life. Like, you know, did you enjoy doing sports? And really, how did you first get into running?
I played basketball growing up. I'm tall, so I'm 6 feet, and I was tall, the tallest person in my class, as long as I can remember. still very hard to find women taller than me, so basketball was just natural. And they make you run laps, you know, and if you miss a shot, run a lap or do suicides or whatever. And I used to like dread it. I was like, just let me play basketball. I don't need to do all this extra running. And then as I got into high school, I was playing sports off season, so like volleyball and track, but I was a thrower in track. and they still made me run long distances. They'd be like, 5 mile run. I'm like, why do I need to run 5 miles? And my track coach to this day, he still follows me on social media, and he thinks it's so funny that he used to have to drag me on these runs. And then he's like, you're running a marathon? Like, what happened to you? Like, I used to have to like literally drag you out to the street and be like, go run. And now it's completely different. So it's funny how you find a love for it when you're doing it for yourself, not because you're forced to do it.
Ooh, let's put a point on that. Is a great point that you're making right there. And so what brought you to love the sport? Like, what do you feel when you're out there running? Or is it how you feel about yourself after you've been running? But what is it that made that transition for you?
I think even at first it was hard to get into because I was bad at it. I was horrible at it. And then like you see little improvements every day. And I think that helps not only with like you and your self-confidence, but then it makes you want to like keep showing up and doing it because you see like the growth. And then, you know, you feel those great days, like they call the runner's high, when you're like, oh my gosh, that was the best run ever. Then you're like constantly chasing this high. But then there's days like I've been very like vocal about like mental health and where it's really hard to get out and drag yourself out. And then even that run might not feel good for like weeks. And then you remember like why you're out there running and like the benefits it has for you mental health wise or just like everyday wise. So I think it's a really good stress reliever.
I absolutely agree. And a stress reliever in so many ways, right? The physical activity, and maybe for you in terms of your travel, maybe getting out and seeing different places that you wouldn't see, right, if you're traveling in a truck versus kind of being on your feet and getting out and seeing a community. You know, I think in terms of your marathon, I don't know, was it right? Was Chicago was your first marathon?
Yes.
So what was that experience like? And full disclosure, Chicago was my first marathon too. And what an amazing city, right? The city just shows up for the runner. So take us along on that experience.
I still can't believe I even ran Chicago Marathon. I can't believe I'm in a marathoner. Like, I moved to New Hampshire for a job. And at the time, I started running with She Runs This Town, New Hampshire, the running group. And I just found women that were around my same pace. And they all were like, we're putting our names in for Chicago. And I was like, oh, good luck. You know, I never want to run a marathon. Like, I was so good with the half. I'd be dead at the end of a half. So I was like, I'm fine. And they're like, just do it too. And we'll see what happens. And I was the only one out of that group that got in. So I was terrified. Because I was like, now all the people I was trained with aren't going to be there with me, but they all showed up for my training. They would help me do like my runs, or they'd meet me for like 10 miles and the next person would meet me for the next 10 miles. So they all helped me through my long runs. So when I got to the race, I did feel confident, but it was still so intimidating because you just don't know what your body's going to do. Mm-hmm. You know, you only run 20 miles. You're like, what's going to happen in the last 6.2? And you go crazy. Like, I was going psychotic like the 2 days before, like. And once it started and everyone starts running and you see like my friends were there following me around the city and like everyone's cheering for you and Chicago's beautiful. I just like loved it. I just fell into it. I mean, it was painful. I felt pain I didn't feel before. But like knowing that I mentally could get through that, I was like, oh, when's my next one? You know, and then I was just hooked.
And then you were off to the races, as they say. So this running group, is it based out of Manchester or is it based all over the state? I'm not familiar with that running group.
She Runs This Town is actually an online Facebook group.
Okay.
And it's in every state. It's actually a nationwide group. And our group is called She Runs This Town, New Hampshire. So anywhere in New Hampshire, someone will post like today, I'll be like, I need to get in 6 miles. I'm at this pace and I'll be running here. And then random people will show up and run with you. But then you start finding your people, which I have. Yeah. But it's so cool because let's say all the people I usually run with can't run. People that are faster than me will just show up and run with me because they know what it's like to need that support, especially when you have like longer miles. So you really make like a really good community of like women supporting women and just empowering each other. It's amazing.
That does sound amazing. So I will definitely put information about that in my show notes. And I think that's wonderful that it's nationwide. Have you run with some other groups in other parts of the country when you've been traveling?
So I haven't. And I think because you'd have to join like each group to know what's going on. But at a lot of races before it starts, they'll be like, let's take a She Runs This Town picture at like the beginning of Chicago or the beginning of like Marine Corps, whatever, you know, and you'll see these huge group pictures with like hundreds of women. It's just really cool to see.
I love that. I love that. And again, you're speaking to that idea of community as being part of your race experience. So you did Chicago, and then I mentioned, I think, I saw that you had done New York and Boston, but it sounds like you've done some other races as well. So are there certain marathons that stand out in your, you know, experience?
Chicago, for sure. I've done it 3 times.
Good for you. That's great.
I was supposed to do it this last year, but I deferred it because I just needed one summer without training for a marathon, if you know what I mean.
yes, I do.
So I'm going to try and do that again next year. I'm still in the deciding mode. I have to make a decision, I think, by the end of this week. So we'll see. But I love Chicago, like you said. It's just every year I go, it never fails to disappoint. The city is amazing. All the communities that come out and support is amazing. So that will always be number one for me. But I also love the Marine Corps Marathon. Mm. I don't know if you've ever done it.
I have, yes.
It's so amazing.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah, and I've done it twice. The first year I did it actually wasn't that great. It like rained on us.
Oh, no.
It was like a tsunami. Like we were running in like puddles of water. It was flooding the streets. And then it got really hot out of nowhere. So then I was like, I have to do it again. Like I need to redeem it because everyone says this marathon's so great. Then I did it the second time and I was like, oh yeah, this is what people are talking about. So those two are definitely on my top, which is shocking because I thought Boston would be like number one for me. But man, Boston's hard. Like I don't know what I was thinking or like... I just remember being like, oh, Boston's a hometown marathon. This is going to be great. And like by the half marathon point, me and my friend Tara, we were running together and our legs were dead. We were already done. And we were like, how are our legs dead at mile 13? Like, this is not okay. I was like, I usually don't feel like this till mile 20.
Right.
Then the hills just get worse.
And bigger.
And bigger and longer and like steeper. We were power walking up some of the hills. Like the one by the fire station, there was no way I was running up the hill. I was like, nope, that's going to take way too much energy for me. I need to save every ounce I have right now. And it was cold and rainy this last spring.
Oh, so
dear. It wasn't like best weather. So I think like that and in combination with like everything and starting later in the afternoon, which you're not used to doing normally.
That's so true.
Yeah. But it was still amazing. Once you got into Boston, though, it was like... Like, you know, I don't know if that's the right noise to make, but you just hear like everyone cheering and you're like, oh, this is amazing. Yeah. So it was its own experience, but I wouldn't put it in my top personally.
Okay. You know, I think what I love about what you're saying is, right, you have found different races mean different things to you. And I love also, right, it sounds to me as though, even though maybe Boston was like a really tough one, you haven't ruled out doing more marathons right here. We were just talking like you might be doing Chicago again. So I think that might surprise people because I think sometimes people think, they look at runners and think, oh, that looks so awful and so difficult. And yet you keep going back to it. And so do you have any kind of long-term goals? Like some people come on the podcast and they want to run all 6 majors or like I want to do halves in all 50 states. Do you have some kind of bigger goal that you're working towards?
So currently, I'm not going to say I'm working towards, but I know in my lifetime I want to hit all 6 majors. But then I also want to like attempt a 100-miler. That's going to be far off, though, like far away, because right now I'm really focused on strength. I've been like doing like strongman competitions and stuff. So endurance running kind of goes against it. So I'm trying to like focus on that for now. Then when I get back into like my endurance running, then I'm going to like try and hit all those goals.
All right. We're going to be right along cheering you on for sure. I'm sure you're going to achieve those goals. And it's exciting to hear that your love of running and love of endurance sports is only growing. I don't know about those. What is it? Do you call it a strong man competition?
Yeah.
Tell us about that. I don't know much about that.
So it's like the cooler older sister, because I'm a sister, of powerlifting. So powerlifting, you do the 3 same events.
Okay.
So it's bench press, deadlifts and squats. With strongman, you still have to be like have cardio. You might need to like pick up this 200-pound sandbag and run it to the end of the turf and back and like have to do it in the fastest time. So you still need like you have to be overall fit, which is nice. And every competition has different events, so it's never the same 3 things. So it keeps it like fun and spontaneous. And then you can train for like each competition as they come.
Interesting. Are they offered all around the U.S. and is it a year round or is there a season to it, I guess, is what I'm wondering.
Nope, it's year round. Yep, you can sign up anywhere. They're going on at least multiple times a month in every area. So it's really cool to find that out.
Okay, that does sound very, very cool. I will put that information about that in the show notes for individuals who want to kind of, would you call that cross training to kind of prepare for those events? Or would you say like, it's working on totally different, it's a totally different kind of strength training kind of event.
So it is totally different when I say that, but it made my running stronger and my hiking stronger. Like, because it's a lot of deadlifts and you're using a lot of your back and your glutes and mm-hmm. like your hamstrings and your quads, and they don't get tired anymore when I'm doing like endurance things, because I don't know why, honestly, but supposedly strength training is very beneficial. So anywhere you can put in strength training, I highly recommend it because it's changed everything for me.
That is great. That is great to hear. And right, probably doing a competition might make it kind of fun versus just going into the gym with not really without a purpose, but not with the same level of intensity that you might do for that.
Exactly.
I think we're going to take a short break. You've been listening to the 50 States Finish Line podcast. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the 50 States Finish Line podcast. Yuma, at the start of this podcast, I mentioned that you're involved with a veteran organization called Home Base. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, so the Home Base program helps veterans heal their invisible wounds, and they actually fly veterans from all over the country to their facility in Boston, and now they have one in Tampa. And they give you 2 weeks of intensive therapy, and that usually equates a year of therapy in those 2 weeks, and they provide everything from your meals, your stay, and everything. So you don't have to worry about finances while you're there. You can just go and be taken care of and then be sent home with more treatment, because they actually make sure you're set up before you leave with somebody there to continue your treatment.
And you just mentioned it's in Boston and in Tampa. Mm-hmm. And your involvement with the organization, like, have they had like a team that you were a part of when you did a certain race?
Yeah, so they host a race every year in Fenway, and it's called the Run to Home Base, and you get to like run across the home plate at Fenway, brings in a lot of people. But then you also are required to donate so much because they're all philanthropic. So mm-hmm. It ends up bringing a lot of people in and raising a lot of money. And I started doing it, I think I ran one race for them like over the summer with another veteran organization I'm part of. And then they were looking for marathon runners 1 year, and I was already training for Chicago and they needed it for New York City. Mm-hmm. And I just said, sure, you know, didn't really think much of it. I was just like, I'll already be trained up, and then I have 3 weeks in between. I can like cross train a little bit, whatever, and then like go run this other marathon. But then they really ended up becoming like a very big part of my life.
Well, I definitely will pull information about them in the show notes. And I would imagine, so they're helping veterans. Can any veteran kind of reach out to the organization?
Yeah. So you can go on their page, or they have a phone number, you call, and they can basically intake you as soon as you're willing to go there. They call them cohorts, and they're every 2 weeks they start. And as long as there's space and you're willing to like go leave work for 2 months or whatever you need to do for the 2 weeks, they'll get you in right away.
That sounds such a great organization. And I'm glad they have a number of different race lengths, so that if individuals are listening to this podcast and want to support them, they can do through different kinds of races. Now, you mentioned about New York, and when I was doing my online sleuthing, I saw that you actually are now a sponsor for a footwear. And I'm not even going to pronounce the footwear, because I don't own a pair, and B, I don't even pronounce it correctly. So tell us the story, and yeah, fill us in on that.
Ufos.
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 Yes.
Okay.
sorry. I'm like, you don't have a pair of Ufos? I wish I knew. I would bring you a pair. They're life-changing. They're like the runner's dream, or literally any endurance sport that you're on your feet. They change your life. So So I just really need you to look into that.
All right. I'll put those on my holiday list for sure.
Yes. New York Marathon, I was running for my friend, and it was somebody, really my best friend, and mm-hmm. he had committed suicide. It's someone I served with in Iraq and Afghanistan. So he ended up losing the battle to his invisible wounds.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
Thank you. Unfortunately, it's like an epidemic that kind of like goes unheard of, but it's a really big problem. And I think that's why it was so easy to support home base, because mm-hmm. they're saving so many veterans' lives. And running that race, I ended up injuring myself in Chicago, and I didn't know what I did. I just knew the bottoms of my feet hurt. So when I got to New York City, I just said I wasn't going to do any impact in between, and mm-hmm. I was just going to run it, and I just run it slowly, but I was running for him. So he was like on my back, and you know, mm-hmm. no matter what I had to do, I was getting through that race. So within like a mile or two, I'm like bawling my eyes out. I'm in so much pain. I don't know what's going on. It's like shooting pain up my leg. I've never felt anything so bad. And my friends were there, and they had my UFOs in my backpack, mm-hmm. and they're the slides. So I just slid them on, and I finished the marathon in my slides. And it was
That's
a survival thing.
I know. That's pretty incredible to me, because you think about how people wear, like, you know, the big Hokas with a lot of cushion or are taped up, and mm-hmm. You put on slides.
I know. And then like...
All right, I'm definitely getting a pair. If they got you to finish your marathon, oh my, anyone listening needs to get a pair if they don't own a pair.
You feel no pain. It's so unreal. Like once you slide your feet in, so it's called UFOs because you literally go, ooh, like it's a thing. I like wish I was lying and like got paid to say this, but it's... I clearly own them before they even talk to me. They're just amazing. And they have like every style from like sneakers to whatever. But anyways, they're not actually good for racing because they absorb impact. So they don't, it's not like a running shoe where it's helping you like bounce. Mm. So it took a lot out of my calves. And I tried to tape them up, but they have this material that basically is like, nothing sticks to it. Like they're easy to rinse off, you know, all the mm-hmm. things. So I kept going to medical tents and trying to get it taped up because it kept like dragging on the ground every time I was running. It was an experience, but I wasn't in pain, and that's all that mattered.
I wonder how they looked after they finished the race with you. Do you still have that pair?
I do. And they're with my New York City medal, because that was also... Was it the 50th year where they gave like the gold one? It was a special anniversary of their race. And so it worked out great because I was like, oh, I got this pretty medal. And then like these scuffed up slides.
I love that story.
Thanks.
I think you're probably the only competitor. That might put you in the Guinness book, right? The only competitor.
Really? I
don't know, but seems like that could be a possibility.
I might need to reach out to them.
We can do some more sleuthing on that. So I always like to ask my guests a few rapid fire questions, and like to begin with, well, I think we know what your favorite running shoe is. You know, maybe not the UFOs?
UFOs, no.
UFOs, no. Okay, so what are your favorite running shoes if you have a pair?
I love Ultras.
Okay.
So for racing, I wore the Carbons they have, and they're mm-hmm. like the best things ever. I don't know if you've ever put on a pair of Ultras, but that wide toe box, your toes have so much room for fun. I don't even know how to explain it. But it's amazing. And then like the Carbon shoes, like take away so much effort from your legs. Like I felt like my legs weren't tired at all. Besides my quads. My quads were tired.
All right, we're going to have to put some show notes in about the shoes. How about favorite tech gear? Do you have a favorite, like, headlamp or?
Favorite running watch.
Oh.
I wear a Garmin Fenix.
Okay, tell us about that. What's about the Fenix?
It just lasts forever.
And
it, there's so many stats that it tells you. I mean, I don't even understand most of them. But it's good for, like, long runs if you're doing any kind of ultra or overnight, or like I do multi-day hikes, so I can use this for like everything, and the battery lasts like 2 weeks, so it's pretty remarkable.
Okay, I love that. Definitely going in the show notes. How about a bucket list race? Is there some, I know you just said you want to do the six majors, but is there some place you want to go and run?
I really want to do, is it the Dopey Challenge at Disney?
Oh yes.
That's like something I feel like I can make it through. I don't know how successful or like how great it's going to look, but I think I can physically get through that. And I just think it'd be fun to like dress up in costumes and like be at Disney. I've never gone to Disney, so I just think that whole experience would be really fun.
I think that sounds like a great race to have on your list. And I think it's in January, so it might be a good time of year to leave the cold of New Hampshire and go run. And I believe it may be like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday race where you do different distances over those 3 days.
Yeah, it's insane.
It is. But I know a lot of folks have done it, and it sounds really like a lot of fun if you want to try that. Is there something you say to yourself when the going gets tough?
Now I'm a lot kinder to myself. As I started running, it was very harsh. Maybe that's like military mindset, but it's always like, suck it up, get through it, you're not weak, whatever. You know, like you like kind of like beat yourself up, but that would motivate me. Nowadays, I'm like, it's okay. Give yourself some grace. You got out there today. It doesn't have to be perfect. Like, I don't know. It's like a whole different like 180 of like motivation. It's like, it's so kind, and I would never be like that. So within the last year and a half, it's definitely transformed.
And it's working for you.
Yes.
That, well, for anyone listening, right, try those positive affirmations. They may make a difference for sure. Well, I'm so grateful for our time together today. I feel like you've given listeners so many wonderful things to think about, from something like Homebase, the organization to support. Definitely going to invite everyone to kind of think about doing an event for them. And also just all these little tips along the way, really helpful. Also that Facebook group you mentioned, I'll add some notes about that. Is there anything we haven't talked about that you want to just kind of put out there for running listeners?
I know you mentioned in the beginning about it's okay not to be okay. I think we put a lot on our plates and we think we need to get it all done and we don't need to. And it's also okay to ask for help. I feel like I struggled with that a lot. Even with my running and training, it was hard for me to get out, and having people hold me accountable or show up and run with me, like asking for that help and having that community around you can get you through so many goals that you wish to achieve.
I so appreciate you sharing that message. And then, as I said, I think sometimes of year, hard times of year can be different for each of us. And if anyone at this time of year, as I said, days that are shorter and colder and holidays coming, who might be feeling some anxiety around getting their running or just anxiety in general, I love what you're saying about the importance of reaching out and knowing that there's someone always there to support them, particularly within the running community, because it's hard for all of us, right? So I really appreciate your thoughts on that. Yuma, I'm so grateful to have you in the podcast studio today. Thank you so much for joining me. And to our listeners, I hope you've enjoyed listening to the 50 States Finish Line podcast. Happy running.